Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially those that are supported by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and to ask them about their military discount on this Memorial Day weekend. As we welcome once again Matt Thomas to our show, and he's excited this morning, aren't you, Matt?
Very much so, Hunter. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you were able to come down here on a Sunday morning. I know it's going to be a busy day for you because you're releasing your brand new record today, Man in the Moon, and we're going to be talking to you about that. What would you like to play for us first? And we might mention that we're trying a Facebook Live here this morning. If you see it show up in your Facebook feed, make sure you share it with your friends. What would you like to play for us first, Matt?
I'm actually going to go ahead and play a track off the album. It's called Dreamer's Lullaby.
Excellent. Here's Matt Thomas on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you. Wow. Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise with his harp guitar. A harp guitar, I understand you played on the record, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks to Larry Burwald, I was able to get my hands on this really amazing Ron Spiller's harp guitar that really opened up some new possibilities.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me about the record. It's called Man in the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. And, did I say Man in the Moon before? I'm sorry if I did.
You might have. It's easy to do.
It's dedicated to someone, though. Someone we both know.
Yeah. It's actually about Stephen Bennett. On the right night, you know, if you look up at the moon, you kind of see a face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the album covers or any picture of Stephen, really, you'll notice that it's his goofy face staring down at you. And I couldn't help it, but kind of let that sink in and guide me at times. He's always been a mentor and one of my favorite guitar players. So I try to let his music kind of be a purpose in my life.
Well, it really has led you a ways, hasn't it, Stephen Bennett and his playing of the harp guitar?
It's never led me in the wrong direction.
That's for sure.
So I guess that's something to be said there.
Well, tell me who was involved in the making of this record. I know you're very excited about that.
Oh, man. Well, originally I was going to record it, and then I came to my senses and decided, well, I play guitar. I don't record music. So I decided to go with the best person in the world who records all of Stephen's stuff and all of Tommy Emmanuel's stuff and all these sounds that we love. So that's Kim Person at Cimarron Rainbird Records. And she just happened to have time in her schedule, but it had to happen the following week. And a bunch of people supported me on GoFundMe, and we made it happen.
Wow.
And man, it just kind of barreled along from there. It was a dreamy experience.
So how long did it take you to record it?
Probably about a week total.
And is that in Nashville, this studio?
No, it's here in Yorktown, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So for all you locals, if you like the sound of the album, now you know where you can get that done.
Yeah. Well, I must say it's beautifully crafted artwork and everything.
Yes.
Who did the artwork?
The artwork was done by Sean DeBurka, who's also a wonderful fingerstyle player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with Candy Rat Records, which is one of the top YouTube video and kind of fingerstyle-oriented record companies that there are in the world. And he does all the graphic art. So I had contacted him in a pinch, and he really helped me out. And then he also went ahead and sent my album over to Candy Rat, and they went ahead and did a featured video. So if you're interested in helping out there, go check that out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to be releasing this at a release party. You had one last weekend, right?
I did. We had one at Victorian Station, and it went very well. And, actually, tonight at 6 p.m. is the start time. Doors open at 5:30. We'll be at Zeider's American Dream Theater
right
in Virginia Beach Town Center. And, man, is that a beautiful venue.
Yeah, and you have some great guys opening for you as well,
Did
last weekend. Yeah,
yeah, that's Larry Burwald, Dave Hufstetter, and Lawrence
Lambert.
Lawrence Lambert. I can't even put it into words how amazing his stage presence is.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to go on after them. He commands a stage like nobody.
Yeah, well, that's quite an opening act. And I bet it was great last weekend when it happened.
Oh, I was shaking in my boots going on after them.
Yeah. Well, you become quite a TV personality. I see you on TV all the time. It seems like they've discovered you at certain channels here in the area.
Yeah, that's been quite lovely. It's like suddenly acoustic music is cool again. I'm okay with that. And I don't mind being the face of that if that's what they'd like. If I have to move around, jump around a little bit to make it more acceptable to the public, that's fine. Lend me your eyes, but make sure you lend me your ears, too.
Do you really jump around more when you're on TV?
Well, you'll see when you come tonight.
you jump around. Huh?
We're getting there. I'll be most likely playing a harp guitar standing up as well.
Oh, okay. Tommy Emmanuel does that a lot, you know. He jumps around a
lot. Well, he does, but I don't know that he plays harp guitar standing up.
You think you're going to play when he comes here? I know he's coming here, like, in the fall, right, Tommy Emmanuel, to the Sandler Center?
That would be wonderful. That's going to be a big bill. That has not really crossed my mind.
Oh?
I'm focused on the future, but not that far out. I've got things in the works. I'm going to Winfield to compete in the international fingerstyle competition. That's kind of the pinnacle of who's who.
Yeah.
So I want to go ahead and dip my toe into that water and see what it feels like. It's been a while since I've competed in big arenas like that. So that'll be fun.
Well, when will that be?
That's in September.
Okay.
In Winfield, Kansas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck there. I'm sure you'll do fine. Why not?
There's going to be a lot of luck needed, and the right weather and the right food in the morning.
Oh, you've got all the skills. Yes.
Well, this next song that I want to play for you is actually another track on the album. Mm-hmm. And it was written actually over a little bit of time, but didn't get completed until the day we had finished recording. I had gotten home and my 16-year-old Blue Heeler passed away.
Oh.
And this song I had been writing for months with him at my feet, and it suddenly just came pouring out that night. And I played it for Kim the next day, and she said, "Yeah, let's put that on there."
Okay, what's this called?
It's called Sky's Eyes.
Excellent. Here is Matt Thomas here on Hunter and Sunrise.
For all of the guitar players, this is in Dadgad.
What is that?
It's a tuning.
Okay. Thank you. Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise. What a beautiful piece.
And thank you.
And it's kind of sad that it's about your pet.
It's a song of remembrance.
Yeah.
Well, and for all those who love dogs, too.
Yeah, most definitely. And what kind of dog?
It was an Australian cattle dog, or blue heeler.
Wow. A beautiful piece. A beautiful piece. And it's on the record here.
It is. It's the closing track.
It's the Sky's Eyes. And that's the name of the dog?
Mm-hmm. Sky.
Cool. Well, Matt, you realize that the first time you came on this show, you were all of 16 years old. Do you remember that?
That was 15 years ago now.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. And I think I've had you on it almost every year since.
Yeah.
You're just
It's been wonderful. I absolutely love the show.
Well,
it's been like home for me, Hunter.
Well, it's always been great to have you on the show. And this stuff that you do, the way you create these pieces is just amazing to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just I wish you just the greatest of luck with this record. And I don't see how it couldn't do well for you.
Well, in this market, I'm going to need all the luck I can get.
Well, but it sounds like you've already...
We got a good team behind it, and if you give it a chance, I think you'll like it.
Well, it seems like you've already gotten some good reviews.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Little Green Footballs did a review on it, and they did some posts, and then, again, the Daily Press had put out an article about it, and I got a really wonderful email from Stephen Bennett this morning.
Really?
Yeah, that was very touching.
Yeah. Did you tell him you were going to be on the radio today? He could be listening to this, you know. You should have told him.
He could be. Maybe him and his wife Nancy are watching.
Yeah.
Potentially. But either way, I urge you to check out the album. I do have it for preview on my website, thematthomas.com.
Uh-huh.
I know there's more than one Matt Thomas in this area and all over the world that play music for a living.
Sure.
So, but I am the Matt Thomas.
The Matt Thomas.
That's right.
You're the Matt Thomas.
That's right.
Well, we're going to play a track from it, and we'll talk after the track. How about that?
Okay? I'd love
you
that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
What track are we playing? Because you're the one that picked this.
This is number 3 off the album. This is called To Nashville and Back.
Okay. Well, here is Matt Thomas from Man on the Moon, which is coming out today. Here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
Wow. Matt, that was awesome. That is just awesome.
Thank you very much.
And very well produced, I must say. Beautiful.
Oh, that is all Kim. She is the mastermind behind that. Good Lord.
And you play all of that in one sitting? Like, how do you do that?
Come see the show tonight and you'll find out. I can't give you the secrets until you see it live.
That was all you, including the bass line.
Including the bass line.
Playing in real time.
Yeah, you come see.
Well, again, tonight at the Zeiters American Dream Theater in near the Sandler Center in Virginia Beach, the city center. So we look forward to seeing you tonight. We're coming out to see it as well.
Well, make sure you get there early. It's only 70 seats.
Oh, yeah.
And doors open at 5:30. It's general admission. Show starts at 6. And I hope to see all of your faces.
Excellent. And, of course, I guess you'll have copies of the record there, right?
Of course. We'll have plenty.
It's called Man on the Moon. And Mr. Matt Thomas, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.